This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Peter Kessler is a golf historian. He is the voice of the game. You've seen him on Golf Channel. You've listened to him on the PGA Tour Radio Network. Always a pleasure to welcome my friend Peter Kessler back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Peter.
I'm always reminded I only have the second best voice in golf when I talk to you.
No. You have the best voice in golf.
I don't know. There's something about the way that your voice sounds that is so pleasing and so soothing. And I always feel like you've got a smile on your face when you're talking to me, which is not an easy thing to make come through in your sound. I'm always impressed by what gifts you have, and then what skills you've used to take your gifts and exponentially make them better. Pretty cool.
That's very, very, very nice of you to say. I deeply appreciate that.
Sure.
Tiger, he's back. He's been back a few times now. What has surprised you about the return?
Well, just that there is a return. I mean, I don't think any of us expected anything like this to happen, where we're saying, you know, do you think he'll play well at the Masters? Do you think he can do this? I mean, you know, for a few years, all we basically said was, this is embarrassing, and, you know, and he's never going to play good golf again, and, you know, and I hate to see him like this. And the conversation's completely different now. All of a sudden, it's, you know, can he win? Can he win a tournament? Can he win a major championship? Can he be competitive in major championships? I mean, I think his swing looks wonderful. You know, Arnold used to tell me all the time that the two best releases through the golf ball ever were Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, and it was pretty much a tie. I mean, he used to, you know, say that Jack, of course, was the greatest player that ever lived, which was had to be a hard thing for Arnold to acknowledge. And he said that Jack had the perfect waggle, it kept his arms soft, and he had the perfect trajectory into U.S. Open greens. And he felt exactly the same things about Tiger. And as I watch Tiger's swing now, his release is really great. I mean, he's just letting it go. I know he's still got to fine-tune some of the wayward stuff from the tee, but I think he'll be able to do that. And he's got the stinger back, which is a shot with a 2-iron or a 5-wood or a 3-wood that goes about 10 feet off the ground and then curves a little bit to the left and runs out. I've seen him hit so many of those over the years in pressure situations. He's got that shot again, which he hasn't really had for 5 years since 2013. So very exciting. His chip yips seem to be a thing of turned out to be temporary and a thing of the past. I think we'll find out for sure when he gets to the Masters, because those are the toughest chipping areas to the toughest greens to chip to and to lay the ball dead at the hole. But he was always fantastic at that. I think he's had the best short game of anybody, including Phil, over the last 20 years. And I like what he's doing with his swing. He's not getting taller or shorter during the swing. Mm-hmm. He doesn't appear to be trying to kill the shot. You know, at the Honda, his proximity to the hole was 29 feet. That was the best in the field. There was a lot of wind. There was a lot of unpredictable gusts. So, you know, to put it within 29 feet on average over the 72 holes for the greens that you hit in regulation is really strong stuff, especially when you combine it with second longest in driving. I mean, he's in his 40s now. He's not supposed to be the second longest. Top 10 would be be great, but second is crazy good. So I am just really excited. His putting looks really good. The Honda greens are really tough. I mean, there was not a lot of grass, and there was a lot of dirt, and nobody was making a lot of putts. I mean, it was very hard to do, and you know, in some ways, it's almost like a tough set of U.S. Open greens where nobody's going to make putts, and I think that's kind of what happened at the Honda. So I'm very excited about his prospects. I believe he can definitely be competitive. I believe he can win again.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Peter Kessler here on the Augusta Golf Show. Phil wins last week, and you have said one of my all-time favorite descriptions of Phil: greatest player of his generation, if it weren't for the greatest player of his generation. What'd you think of Phil last week?
This is crazy good because, you know, people talk about the younger kids who are on tour today, and there's this whole line of thought that they're better athletes. And, you know, I was in a dust-up on Twitter with somebody who said, you know, there was nobody on tour like Brooks Koepka or DJ in 1980. And I said, look, in 1980, Seve, Jack, Tom, and Jack won the four majors, all of whom were better golfers than Brooks Koepka or Dustin Johnson. And somebody wrote back and said, yeah, but those guys could wrestle the 1980 guys to the ground. And I said, well, maybe they can do that instead of having playoffs from now on. So, you know, I think that we've had a lower interest in golf over the last couple of years because Phil hasn't been around and because Tiger hasn't been around. These guys are incredibly popular, and there are a lot of people who like both guys equally well, like me. I'm crazy about Tiger. I'm crazy about Phil. There are a lot of people who feel that way. And so for Phil to win for the first time in 5 years was absolutely fantastic. And I watched his swing very carefully, and I think it's the best swing that he's ever had. He's taking it back a little steep, but he's dropping the club to the inside, coming down instead of the opposite, which he used to do, which got him in trouble. His wayward balls are so far fewer. They certainly were last week. I mean, he kept the thing in play, and then the iron that he hit to the par 3 playoff hole, 15 feet exactly pin high right, you know, with all that pressure and the adrenaline flowing, and I haven't won in 5 years, and, you know, Justin Thomas is arguably the best young player right now in the game, and certainly playing better than anybody else in the game right now, and that includes Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson and Jason Day and Rory McIlroy. And the other thing with Phil is I love what he's doing around the greens, because he's putting the ball on the ground quickly and rolling it to the hole. He's not flying it to the hole like he did many, many years ago. He's really gotten good at getting it on the ground as quickly as you can and letting it run, which is a much higher percentage play for chipping and pitching. He's worked so hard on his putting. I definitely could tell the difference in his stroke. It was much less of a decel. It was much shorter, but it wasn't fast. The transition was just right in its tempo. You know, he's made like 160 out of 175 putts from 10 feet or less this year, something like that. I'm close on the numbers, but that's extraordinary. Nobody does that. These guys only make a third of their putts on average over the season from 10 feet, and here he is up in the 85-90% so far this year. So you know he's working on that, and those are the two Achilles heels, the wild shot from the tee, or the three Achilles heels to me: picking the wrong chipping club sometimes and being inconsistent inside 6 or 7 feet, all three of which he has addressed successfully in winning a tournament last week at 47 years old. He's going to be 48 the week of the U.S. Open. So I am so excited to have him back in play. And the one major he has the best chance of winning is absolutely at Augusta National. Yeah. The one major Tiger has the best chance of winning, absolutely at Augusta National. There's just enough width. Nobody knows the course of anybody in the field that will be there this year better than Tiger or Phil. It is a local knowledge course. Even if you played it a bunch, it's a course where you accumulate knowledge over a long period of time, which makes it very unusual. Most courses you can play on Tuesday and Wednesday and say, I've got it. You have to play a couple of hundred Tuesdays and Wednesdays at Augusta National to say you've got it. So So I expect them to both be competitive to me, which means 10th place or better, and being in the last four or five groups on the weekend. I think secretly they would both take that, being in one of the last, say, four groups of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. That means you're competitive. That means you've got a chance. That means it's important. That means that you're back on the maps. I'm very excited about the state of the game because they're back and because it'll make it very interesting if Jordan and Justin and DJ and Jason and Rory play some good golf while Phil and Tiger are playing some good golf. Very, very exciting moment.
You've got about a minute left. You said the word playoff. Reminds me to ask you, what do you think of the USGA going to a two-hole playoff for the Open?
I think it's too few because, you know, I like using the last four holes. Four holes lets the luck even out. Yes, after 74 holes, you could say, hey, that's enough already. But in a playoff, too much can happen that doesn't really identify your champion in a two-hole playoff. And that's why I don't like sudden death, even though that's what they do, of course, at the Masters. I like the idea of a few holes. You know, Bobby Jones said 18 holes is a round of golf. It's not necessarily a test of golf. I say two holes is a playoff format, but not necessarily the best playoff format to determine the appropriate winner with luck evening out over a couple of holes more. I like the last four holes.
We got to go, but do you think the USGA doing what they did will open up Augusta National to say it's now a different playoff format?
I don't think Augusta National is going to change anything unless they move their tee times to
earlier,
an hour earlier on Sunday. Because the only reason it's sudden death is because it's almost always dark.
Yeah. He is Peter Kessler, golf historian, voice of the game, despite what he says to me. Peter, thank you for taking the time to do this. I always appreciate it.
Oh, I'm always happy to be with you, and I'm excited about your new project, and I'm just delighted for your success. Thanks for including me, John.